Ciao a tutti e a tutte. This is Italia Echo host Viviana Dragani, and I am also a vocalist and an Italian voiceover talent. And my show supports emerging artists always. As you know, music takes its shape in many forms, but for our guest, 2D from Bentley Records, rap music was his outlet while growing up to keep him distracted from the rough patches of the New York streets. Stay tuned to meet them. This program was made possible by Brelundi, authentic Italian cuisine in Waltham, Massachusetts. So, you are currently working on releasing an EP titled Blink Slow. Tell us more.
Blink Slow is like, for me, it's pretty much like what I live by. It's like, I feel as though as we're all looking for success in life and doing what we got to do to reach there, sometimes we don't really get a chance to sleep. You know what I mean? Instead of sleep, we kind of feel like we're blinking slow, and just hoping that we make it to the next day because of how little time we have to do the things we're trying to do, So that's pretty much where it came from, the name Blink Slow. So it's like no sleep, you just blink slow and pray for another day. So that EP is just going to show, it's like a reintroduction into who I am and how much I go through just to, to be successful and just to, bring everybody around me, to a high level in life. And that's really just what it is.
Thank you, 2D. And
No
now I
problem.
would like to know more about your Haitian background and growing up in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I was born in Haiti. You know what I mean? I came here to America when I was I like 2 years old. You know what I mean? And it definitely was a an experience. It's like a culture shock because there's a lot of differences, of course, between countries. But growing up in New Jersey, though, it was like it was pretty rough. It wasn't really cool to be like Haitian. We would get like picked on all the time, and people try to bully us just because we're Haitian. And it's more so, I guess, we didn't really have like the clothes and shoes and the appearance. We appeared to be a lot lower class. You know what I'm saying? So I would, not gonna lie, not something I'm proud of, but I would get into a fight almost every day. Not because I wanted to. It would just be because people was trying to pick on me or my friends or my family or just people. Around me, you know what I mean? So it was pretty rough coming up, being Haitian, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't until about like 2000, I don't know, 13, 14, where everyone started to like really embrace the Asian community, you know what I mean? In America, you know what I'm saying? So from New Jersey, and I'm pretty sure different states experienced the same thing, but yeah, it was pretty rough coming up being Haitian.
Right. And tell us more about bands or artists you took inspiration from.
Oh yeah, definitely. Man, I get inspiration from a lot of different artists. With my Caribbean background, I listen to, I guess you could say everything. From a list of even country, but of course hip hop, R&B, gospel, all of it. Pop. I listen to everything. As far as the artists that like really hit me with inspiration, I would say, like Jimi Hendrix. I play the guitar as well, so that was a big influence for me. You know what I mean? Jimi Hendrix, seeing a black man, I ain't really see too many black men on that level, play the guitar and really like inspire the world. So definitely Jimi Hendrix. I would say Nas, his lyrical abilities, like J. Cole, Kendrick, Young Dolph. Some of these guys, like they, is there really their story and how they went through so much just to achieve, a certain level of success. You know what I mean? So those are my real inspirations. Of course, Jay-Z, it's a long list. We could be here all day with that list, but definitely that's what it's ranging from. Just the guys that went through a lot just to make it to, where they are today. I respect that.
Absolutely. Great artists. And now let's discuss your major features.
Oh, okay. I got a record with Fredo Bang. Shouts to Fredo Bang. Mazi, Jadakiss, and as far as my team, if you go way back and look at it, we've done records with a lot of different people, major artists as well. So yeah, it's been a fun road, you know what I'm saying? It's been dope to like see yourself actually reach these levels, and interact and work with these people of this, level of status. So it's like it's been dope. It's been cool. I like it.
Very cool, yes. So now let's speak on your current single, Fleck, that has been getting a lot of attention and being played on major radio stations, right?
Definitely. Yeah, Fleck is like a fresh, feeling type of record. It's kind of like a reminder to tell everybody, like, hey, no matter what you're going through, you could make yourself feel good. You know what I mean? It depends on how you carry yourself and how you operate. People will always look at you like, like it's a flick, like it's a movie. If you move in a certain way, your life could be a shambles. You know what I'm saying? But you present yourself a certain way, your confidence, the way you operate, like you really look like a movie as soon as you step outside. So yeah, it's a flick, going up with that. That's what that song, I'm guessing it kind of relates to people, so that's where that record comes from.
Got you. And what are your personal views on jealousy, envy, and how the people around you have changed since you began seeing success as an artist? And also, how do you cope with love and hate from your online fans and haters?
Honestly, I look at it like this, right? I feel like jealousy is just, it's just love uninvited. You know what I mean? So it's like you see something, you love it so much, but you can't understand why you love it. So it kind of starts to eat at you. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what people experience when they feel a jealousy, when it comes to another human. So it's like I don't really let jealousy offend me. It more so compliments me. You know what I mean? I feel as though the people that feel that way, it just may not know what I went through to obtain what I've obtained or to reach where I've reached. So it's like, that frustrates them and it kind of gets them mad. You know what I mean? So that's why I look at it as, jealousy is just love uninvited. And I say that on a couple of my records, you know what I mean? Because I really feel that way. So like, when it comes to people around me, friends, family, I want to say so much family, acting different, but it has been a lot of people that, they feel as though I have, certain things or reached a certain status, so they begin to act funny around me, and it's like certain things they do is like, okay, I've known you for such and much amount of years. You never did that before, so why are you doing it now? You get what I'm saying? And then, based on my reaction, they might say I'm acting different or I changed, you know what I mean? But it's not that. It's like, we never been in this situation together, so you can't necessarily say I changed, but I've seen you in that situation, and that's not how you did it before, So, success and just moving up in your goals, it changes those around you. If they don't feel like, for whatever reason, they're moving up with you, or they're moving up in their life. You know what I mean? So It's weird to me. It's not something I necessarily understand, but it's life. I guess that's what comes with it.
Thank you, 2D. And lastly, how can our audience connect with you on social media?
Oh yeah, definitely. So social media at number 2DEEWS. So, you can reach me all my social media from Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. It's all the same. Number 2DEE at Yahoo. I mean, not at Yahoo, but 2DEEWS. And you can find me on social media. When it comes to streaming platforms, just type in 2DEE, 2D, and you'll find, go exploring. Maybe you might find something you like, something you don't like. Either way, it's love,
Thank you. Italieco is following you. Thank you so much for joining us today on our show,
Thank you.
and best of luck with your music
Appreciate
career.
you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Fly like a zip, fly. Got him calling me a flick. We in the VIP. Bags moving like a trip. Let them copy, you know that you go. Start the wave, yeah, you know that you boo. They uncomfortable, know that they broke. Leave them hanging, you know that you rude. Fly like a zip. Got them calling me a flip. We in the VIP. Bags moving like a trip. Let them copy, you know that you go. Start the wave, yeah, you know that you boo. They uncomfortable, know that they broke. Leave them hanging, you know that you rude. They said I go dumb, I go stupid. Heard he mad at his like my music. Take my out your mouth like a toothpick. Don't get shot over love, guess I'm Cupid. When I die, take my money and bury it. Still making moves underground, that's a Harriet. Put a crush on my back, watch me carry it. In the fast lane, whipping horses, no chariot. Screaming, fuck all the rules. I'ma do what they said I can't do.
I'm different though,
cause you know when you black in America, they expecting you to lose.
I'm winning though,
but look at how far this is okay. Got these grilling like propane. Keep the right drive like a slow lane. Then I split the bag with the whole gang. Fly like a zip, fly. Got them calling me a flick. We in the VIP. Bags moving like a trip. Let them copy, you know that you go. Start the wave, yeah, you know that you boo. They uncomfortable, know that they broke. Leave them hanging, you know that you rude. Fly like a zip, got them calling me a flick. We in the VIP. Bags moving like a trip. Let them copy, you know that you go. Start the wave, yeah, you know that you boo. They uncomfortable, know that they broke. Leave them hanging, you know that you rude.